BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, so here is Monday's podcast. Loads going on. Loving the trolls, more haters with a really funny voice. Rita Ora's stuffed animals saga continues. It's a wedding special on 24 years at the tap end. More from the autobiography of Chris's life. And Dan and Phil play Monday's Real or No Real with some truly shocking news about Ryan Gosling. It's all on this podcast. Enjoy it.
Scott News. BBC Radio 1.
Now, do you remember a week or so ago, Twin B was backstage with Rita Ora? Remember? Mm. He was following her on tour, and we spoke to Rita on the phone. Do you remember?
She was really funny. I remember it.
So she was kind of getting ready for her show. It was in London that night. And I was just speaking to her. And if you don't remember it, this is how the conversation went.
Just to spice up the documentary a bit, we'd quite like it if you can make stuff up when he's interviewing you.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So can I give you a couple of ideas?
Yeah.
Just say that you're really into taxidermy, like stuffing animals. Okay, and say you've got a massive collection of them in your living room. Is that all right?
Yeah.
So, you know Rita Ora, she's bang up for a laugh.
Yeah.
So I told her, as you could just hear, to maybe mention that she was quite into taxidermy during the story on BBC Radio 1 Extra. So Twin's like doing this interview for this documentary.
That's it.
Did she do it? Well, the documentary went out last night. You heard what I told her to do. Listen.
Do you feel pressure? Because now, yeah, obviously you walk out and cameras could be anywhere. So do you feel like you always have to look your best? Or are you at ease with being photographed?
I feel under pressure, but do you know what I feel more under pressure with?
Go on.
The fact that I've got an obsession with stuffed animals.
Okay. Explain.
Yes!
You know, I really love the fact that I love stuffing animals.
Okay. So do you stuff the animals yourself? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you stuff your animals with?
You know, just things that I collect during the years.
Okay. What's your favourite animal to stuff?
Ferrets.
Okay.
Because they're easy to get around.
Okay.
So magpies.
Okay.
Because they're little.
Yeah. Strange. This is accessible areas, even the weird bits. I'm weirded out by that.
I love Twin's response.
Legend.
I like to, it's basically stuffing animals. Okay, what's your favourite animal to stuff?
He just carries on, doesn't he? Like,
Rita, you are an absolute legend. I'm not sure it was that convincing. It went from, do I feel the pressure? Yes, I do feel the pressure. So I relax by stuffing animals. I mean, she kind of crowbarred it in there, but she still got it in. Good work, Aura.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, have you ever been abused by somebody on Twitter? Maybe they've replied to something you've put and it's like, well, that was uncalled for, wasn't it? Or maybe on Facebook, someone's put something on your wall that's like, well, why would you do that? Like, stop being nasty. Or even on YouTube. I mean, you've seen what some of the videos, what the comments are.
Oh, YouTube's the worst.
Really is. And maybe you put a video up, you know, not expecting anyone to like say anything nasty and they have. We get it all the time and it's horrible. Do you know, it makes you feel nasty, doesn't it? It makes you just feel horrible. But here's how we get over it. We put all the words they say through a computer called Lawrence. And we imagine that they speak like that all the time. Someone actually tweeted me earlier saying that they got their first troll on Twitter today. And they were reading the words and imagining the voice of Lawrence. It was really, really helping. It's time for Loving the Trolls.
Loving the Trolls. Loving the trolls, we're loving the trolls. Yeah, we're loving the trolls. Loving the trolls, loving the trolls.
Loving the trolls, loving the trolls.
Is it?
Did they even say is it?
Someone said it was something different, but I've forgotten.
Is it?
It's time for Loving the Trolls. So what the nasty people saying this week on social media. We get them, we get it from all areas, from all angles.
Brilliant.
Don't we?
We do.
We do, though. I I personally get it from all angles. Yes. I get it on Facebook, on Twitter, like people text in to Radio 1.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Anyway, here's our first one this week. Bring it, troll.
Stop messing up other people's songs. You have no right, you pathetic child.
Oh, I think this is probably when I used the brass to brass up Justin Timberlake.
Oh, right. Or when we sing over Crew Love. That
yeah,
kind of...
Possibly.
Stop messing up other people's songs. You have no right, you pathetic child.
Oh, you have right. No right.
I have no right.
I have to completely disagree, though. I encourage you. I think it's brilliant what you do.
A lot of people do. And I'm saying, get a sense of humour, you... Oh, they carry on.
Jack Mills.
What?
Sack Mills.
Oh, Sack Mills.
Sack Why, Mills.
Lawrence seems to be saying that as a bit of a question. It must be Sack Mills, more of a statement.
Sack Mills.
They're starting a debate.
I'd quite like that to be one of my new jingles, like this.
This is...
Sack Mills.
Radio 1. Oh, here's one about you.
Yep.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to hurt, because it's got the voice of Lawrence. All absolutely fine.
Chris is such a donut.
I like the word donut.
Because, donut.
I never use it in real life. Do
no.
you?
No.
You donut. I know some people do.
It's always an odd one to use as an insult, considering what great things donuts are.
Chris is such a donut.
I tell you who calls people donuts. Ollie Murs.
Really?
And he's not harmful in any way, is he? What? Like, do you think it's Ollie Murs?
Chris is such a donut.
Could be. Am I being trolled by Ollie Murs?
Possibly. I don't think he would ever do such a nasty thing. Right. Who's this one about?
Chris is such a plonker. He would be able to kiss Kesha better if he was taller.
Taller? Taller.
Oh, if you were taller, you'd be able to kiss Kesha better if you were taller.
I wasn't aiming for the lips, mate. Yeah. I was going for the forehead, you know.
Yeah. Try and get the idea of what we're trying to do. You.
Technically, though, correct. If I was taller, it would have been easier to go for the forehead.
Yeah, but like, yes, okay, whatever. I mean, it's a minor point, isn't
it? It's a point that should never have been made.
Yeah, maybe you need to spend it, like, get some more hobbies or something. Maybe this one will be about someone else, hopefully.
Chris has the aura of a young Alan Partridge legend.
What?
Chris has the aura of a young Alan Partridge legend.
Is it? That's not a troll. Is
maybe they're saying that Alan Partridge is a legend.
Alan Partridge.
Sorry, Alan Partridge.
Or they're saying that I'm a legend for having the aura of Aaron... Well, I don't know what the aura of Alan Partridge even means.
Chris has the aura of a young Alan Partridge legend.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing. I think that's
so.
Great.
I think so as well. Yeah. Sort of snuck through that one.
Uh-oh. More trolls. Poor Rita Ora's got one today.
Rita, you need... You wrote Stun Love.
Sorry?
Rita, you need your roots done, love.
Oh, Rita, you need your roots done, love. A picture that was on the Radio 1 website. To be honest, I did see it and I thought, yeah, she could do with her roots doing, but I'm not going to troll her.
A stylish troller there.
Rita, you need your roots done, love.
They probably went to London Fashion Week. Oh. You can't be nicer to Rita Ora.
Avant-garde troll there.
She's a legend, Rita Ora, listen.
What's your favourite animal to stuff?
Ferrets?
See, who else would do that? Oh, here's a nice one about you.
I wish Chris was my uncle.
I wish Chris was my uncle.
Oh.
Like that really sleazy uncle. That is such a legend.
I cannot tell if this is a good thing.
They're
or
kind
not.
Of half and half today. It's like, are you trolling me or are you not?
Like that really sleazy uncle. That is such a legend.
So, I think slightly seedy is it?
Like that really sleazy.
Sleazy, yeah.
Uncle. That is such a legend.
That is such a legend. It's hard to know. I mean, is it a compliment? Is it a troll?
I don't know. I love the way Lawrence is reading these out today.
Thank you very much for all your abuse. It doesn't hurt because we are loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. We're loving the trolls. 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 Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I love Rita Ora. She kept a straight face all the way through.
Yeah.
And then I told her to mention, you know, stuffing animals, and she managed to say it in the middle of the answer to a question which was completely unrelated. Listen.
So do you feel like you always have to look your best, or are you at ease?
Yeah.
With being
I feel under pressure, but do you know what I feel more under pressure with?
Go on.
The fact that I've got an obsession with stuffed animals.
She's good.
What?
She is good.
Do you feel like you always have to look your best?
And then manage to move it across to stuffed animals pretty much within 5 seconds. Here's the bit then where she's trying to think of what she likes stuffing the most.
What's your favourite animal to stuff?
Ferrets?
Yes, Rita. If you want to hear that whole story, listen to Rita Ora, Access All Areas. It's on the iPlayer now, so you can listen to it whenever you want. Hey, listen, if you've got that BBC iPlayer app, it's damn good. You can scroll through all the BBC radio stations, and there's loads of Listen Again stuff on there as well. So you can listen to Rita Ora talking about stuffing ferrets anytime you want. Ain't you?
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Still managing to come up with the goods, aren't you, every week?
Of course I am. Today's tap end, I thought I'm going to do one of those where I don't go to a specific year, it's more a theme. Today's theme is all about weddings and stuff like that that I've been to.
I am very keen for a wedding special. I am Radio 1's Keena Dehealy.
And sticking with the wedding theme, I'm Father of the Keen. It doesn't even work, in all honesty. But I couldn't think of a wedding-related keen, so I just went with Father of the Keen.
Father of the Bride. Is that Father of the Bride, right?
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
I'm sorry. If anyone can think of one better, let me know.
Okay. Ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion makes out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. When Watford score and I turn to the person next to me and hug them, that's love. When you have a couple of drinks and ring someone at 3 a.m, that's love.
Mm.
When someone shares
that's
their...
That's lust, actually.
When someone shares their kebab, that's love. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
I find the departures at Heathrow one of the most depressing places in the world, though.
Really?
It's really sad. Everyone's saying goodbye to each other.
No, but I like that at airports they have a very clear separation between departures and arrivals. There's all the people crying on one side of the airport and smiling and hugging on the other side.
Yeah.
Two very different parts. As my time at the tap end goes on, I'm finding more and more people are getting engaged and settling down. Or it seems that way. And this promises some big nights out ahead, as everyone has their stag do's, and then the weddings themselves. I haven't been to many weddings in my life so far, but the ones I have been to have generally been pleasant.
Pleasant?
Yeah. They're a very pleasant day, generally, aren't they, until the evening where it kicks off, one way or another. I have memories of going to a couple of weddings when I was really young, but in those ones, my only memory is sliding around on the floor and dancing to the Ghostbusters theme. A few years later, I agreed to play the guitar at my cousin Katie's wedding. A nice idea. I could only play a few chords, though, so sat in the corner of the room as people were coming in and played the songs with the easy chords, including Oasis Wonderwall, a song by Travis called Flowers in the Window, and Eminem's Stan.
What?
They were the easiest songs to play.
Stan at a wedding?
Well, it was because it was the same bit over and over again.
Were you rapping?
I didn't rap as well, no, but it would have been weird because in the wedding reception you would have heard those three songs probably played more than two or three times. You know how Stan goes.
Yeah, I do. I don't think it's that appropriate for a wedding.
Probably not, but that wasn't the priority for me. The priority was just finding some songs that I could play on the guitar. I got 20 quid for it, so it must have been good. Wedding reception parties are always a strange one. When Headmistress Laura of Greg's show turned from Sayers to Busson, that's a name change. They had prepared a full-on Strictly Come Dancing-style dance routine as their first dance. And then several Radio 1 DJs DJed the reception, including Radio 1's Scott Mills, who played the later set in the evening after a day of chief bridesmaid duties. What were you doing that day? Because it was like you were... I couldn't remember exactly what role you were, but it was...
Yeah, I was important.
But you weren't best man?
No.
You weren't father?
No.
So bridesmaid?
I was kind of... Yeah, I was kind of Laura's bridesmaid, I guess. I seem to remember that was the one where the one that doesn't speak was going crazy on the dance floor to Bat Out of Hell.
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah. He absolutely loved it. The set started well and ended with me having to take control of the decks after Scott Mills decided that he'd had enough of DJing.
Oh, it was just a long day. I was like, I'm finished now.
I remember it so well because I was standing next to you because you were struggling a little bit. So I started handing you some CDs. But then at one point, it was like you turned around to me and just went, oof.
It was game over.
Like you'd had enough. And at that point, I had to step in.
What was I playing as I kind of decided that that was enough?
For some reason, I think it was a song called Waiting for a Star to Fall.
Oh, awesome.
I took control well, though, organising one of those circles you always get at weddings for the last song, which was no doubt something emotional. Probably Take That, Never Forget. I really helped you out there, Mills, actually.
Thank you, yeah. I appreciate that.
Not too long ago, I DJed my friend Lucy Shipley's wedding. It had been a really nice wedding, and the meal after was great. But as I walked around to the DJ box, I realised that something drastic had gone wrong. There had been a breakdown in communication. I thought Lucy had said she was going to book all the equipment, but seemingly she had only booked the lights.
Oh God, this is so you.
The family weren't happy with me, and someone had to drive to go get some decks from their house. By some kind of coincidence, some fireworks started up outside as everyone was waiting, and we pretended we'd put them on for Lucy. So you know what it's like, you've got an emotional bride, it's their perfect day. By some kind of coincidence, the neighbours of the place that we were at were having a firework display. So I was like, right, everyone
get outside.
Saw these fireworks going. I was like, get outside, we've laid on some firework. But because it was just like the other side of this lake where this place was, it could conceivably be that we'd laid on the fireworks.
What, so you claimed the other party's fireworks as the brides?
Yeah, so it could well have been another wedding.
But did you get away with that?
But what was beautiful is in this time I managed to plug my phone into the speakers. So whilst everyone was outside, for all intents and purposes, they thought there was a disco going on. And I played Katy Perry, Fireworks, which was a genius move for my behalf because it all looked like it was timed. And whilst that was all going on, my mate had jumped into the car, got some decks and had come back. So we were desperately trying to plug in the decks.
So you completely hijacked someone's firework display and everyone believed it?
Yeah.
So is it Lucy?
Yeah.
If Lucy's listening now, the bride, the fireworks were never for you.
Well, no, don't say it like that. I can still dedicate them to anyone.
They were not anything to do with your wedding.
But dedicated to Lucy. It all ended up well in the end, and like all good wedding discos, me and several others ended up naked to the Baywatch theme later on.
Oh, sure, that's what happened.
So all was good in the end.
What?
I don't know, it just seemed like the right thing to do. I was in control of the music, put on Baywatch, and everyone responded accordingly.
In the wedding reception?
Yeah.
Disco?
Yeah. Why not?
Father of the bride?
I can't remember exactly who's there, but the majority of people drop trowel.
Well, I've never been to a wedding like that.
Where they drop trowel?
No.
All weddings end like that.
No, they don't.
They do.
You haven't been to many.
Headmistress Laura's wedding?
I never had anything out then.
I'm sure someone said you dropped trowel.
No, I did not.
Do you remember I ended up in someone's boot?
You were in someone's boot.
Yeah, it ended up with me having ended up in someone's boot. Really weird that. Just remembered that. Great night, but I did hear you drop trowel.
Right, okay, I didn't. You've been to some really weird weddings. This is not normal at traditional weddings.
No?
No.
I'm not saying during the ceremony, I'm talking after.
Right, no, that's
party.
Still weird. Right, let's ask the listeners, okay? Who at a traditional wedding has ever ended up naked? It's not normal. If you have, let me know.
I insist on it. If I'm DJing the music, I'm not playing Baywatch, so... Weddings are fun, but last year I went on my first ever stag do. In my head, stag do's have the potential for better nights out than the actual weddings. I'm not sure if there is a rule that you are not meant to talk about stag do's, so I will change the names of anyone involved in this story. It was my cousin Jose's stag do. We met at 11 a.m. at a pub next to a lake in Basildon, right, Essex.
Okay, so he's clearly not called Jose, is he?
No.
But he is your cousin?
Yeah.
Right, brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Rubbish.
That's protected in then.
Oh, I'm going to crack on. It's my cousin Joe. At this point, Jose was made to change into a tiger onesie and see off his first drink. The plan for the day was quite simple, and a minibus had been hired to take us between that pub, a driving range in Chigwell, and then finally to an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet back in Basildon, or Bas Vegas as I've heard it called. It was a messy day, and by the time the party minibus then arrived at an 80s-themed club in Chelmsford, a large amount of the party had fallen out with each other. The night ended up in a club called Liquid back in Basildon. This minibus had a lot of work, it was... Oh. But I lost everyone else that night. I woke up the next morning in the lift of our hotel when I was woken up by a cleaner. It'd been a great evening.
In the lift?
Yeah, because I couldn't get into my room. I'd lost my room key.
Were you just going up and down?
In my head, I was like, right, I've paid for a hotel room, so I have every right to stay in the hotel. And the lift is the next best option, isn't it? Well, it is, isn't it? I mean, it's warm.
So you just made a bed for the night in the lift?
Yeah, I took my jacket off and had that as a little duvet and just lay there.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I paid for a room, so that, I mean, technically it's a room, isn't it?
Yeah, a small one, but yeah.
Is a lift a room? I don't know. I woke up the next morning in the lift of our hotel. It had been a great evening, but I look forward to more adventurous stag do's in future years at the Tap End, unless this is generally what I should expect from stag do's. And as I look to the future, I wonder what my wedding and stag do will hold. But lessons learned so far from my experiences of weddings is, try to go somewhere more exotic than Basildon for the stag do. Don't attempt to run onto a driving range as a dare. And don't ask Radio 1 Scott Mills to DJ your wedding reception. No offence.
Oh, I am offended.
Well, no, I don't. I didn't mean that in an offensive way. I just maybe put you on the earlier set.
I think that's the key. Put me on early.
Yeah.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
Hey, Frankie.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
Well, I'm in the car at the moment, and my dad won't let us stop for lunch.
Where are you?
At the moment, we're somewhere on the M5.
So you're in the car. Where are you going?
Actually, I'm going home for half term.
You're going home for half term, but your dad won't let you stop for lunch?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, I was hoping Chris would give an argument, because I know he really likes lunch. He knows the importance of it.
Yeah, he's big on the lunch. What do you want us to tell your dad to stop?
Yes, I want you to tell him to stop and let us.
Okay, well, there might be a services coming up, but it depends what services you see, because some of them are poor, some of them are amazing and have everything you would ever want. See, if you're on the right bit of the M5, you could try Frankly Services.
I love that you're recommending services now.
Are you anywhere near Birmingham or the West Midlands?
Yeah, we are, actually.
Frankly Services is the one. Get it sorted. Tell your dad.
Okay, will do.
All right, glad to be of help. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Shouldn't even be an argument, really, should it?
I know.
It's lunchtime. What's he thinking?
Her text was like, could you please tell my dad to let us stop and get something to eat? My stomach is about to start eating itself. You didn't even have to say anything.
It shouldn't be an argument.
Ridiculous.
Go get lunch.
Get it. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Right, I'm 24 years at the Tap End, just before 2. Chris seemed to think that it was completely acceptable and actually normal for everyone to get naked at a wedding reception. I don't think that's normal. Just getting what you're saying.
Now, this person doesn't want to be named. So, hello, Alejandro. Alejandro.
How are you doing, Scott?
I'm very good. Obviously, that's not your real name.
Sounds like an Alejandro.
Yeah.
Because you're at work, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're at work and you don't want to be named. What's your real name?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. He's not answering any of my questions. No. Okay. What are you saying about it?
Definitely not considered normal activity by myself. I've been to 3 weddings and even had one of my own. All trousers remain firmly on.
Okay,
really?
Yeah.
So trousers always around your waist, you have never dropped trowel?
Not until me and the missus were on our own.
Oh, okay, good. Right, thanks for that.
Very good.
No need.
So lots of people are backing me up, though. There is a debate to be had. Rob dropped trowel at his own wedding reception to Sexy and I Know It. No. Another person, no Danny need. In Manchester. He was cartwheeling. Who else? Paul in Dorchester. He's been to 6 weddings and has ended up naked at all of them.
I don't think this is normal. See? Wow, I just sent a tweet saying that Dan and Phil were on, what's this called? Real or No Real? This afternoon. Sorry.
That's got Mills.
It becomes a blur after a while. And the response was incredible. People are crying and stuff.
Hey,
so, yeah. Just so emotionally traumatised by the thought of Dan and Phil on the radio.
I heard they're happy tears.
It's happy tears. Hi, Dan and Phil.
Hello.
Now, I know that you played a video last night that me and Jameela Jamil may have made last week for
mm-hmm,
you.
Something very exciting.
I described you as Radio 1 juggernauts.
That's right.
Do you think that's an appropriate title?
Is that politically correct?
I'm pleased with that. I'm not sure you can call a girl a juggernaut.
Okay.
I don't think they like it.
It's empowering. Jameela the juggernaut.
Is it okay to call a Radio 1 presenter that's a girl a juggernaut? No, okay. Anyway, okay. Yes.
Yes, very excitingly, you are going to be making a music video for our show next week.
Yes, we are.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling good because I have the plans. I've talked to Jameela and, yeah, we're going to do it tomorrow for you.
What song have you chosen?
Are we allowed to say?
I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. We have chosen Labyrinth and Emily Sandé, Beneath Your Beautiful.
Oh, very nice. Which one's at Labyrinth and which one's Emily Sandé?
We haven't decided that yet.
Okay.
So we will be premiering that video on your show on Sunday night from 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. As well as all the other weekend DJs, that's the thing. You know, you're competing against, it's Hugh and Gemma and, what was it?
Matt.
And Matt and Alice Levine and Phil. And then, what is it? Alid and Molly from the Saturdays, I think it was. Yeah, which is a winning combination.
Since when was she a Radio 1 DJ?
I don't know. Alid and Molly from the Saturdays.
Are they a couple now? They spend a lot of time together, don't they?
I think so.
I don't.
So there's a video right now on the Radio 1 YouTube with all the DJs. Yeah. In some kind of mysterious court-like prison. So if you go to the Radio 1 YouTube, you can watch Scott in action.
We're in jail.
Yeah.
And so we're all be coming into your show on Sunday night.
Yes. I'm excited.
Actually, I think that is cheating on Alid's part, though, because Molly has clearly done a lot of music videos.
She has worked in that field before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're new to this game. I mean, she's done loads, hasn't she?
We could
even one with Flo Rida.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, it'll be up to the public which one the DJ's videos is the best, won't it? Because, I mean, you guys will be competing, we'll be judging you, and then there'll be a poll where basically other people listening right now decide whose is the best.
We're going to invite the world to become Simon Cowell's on your behalf.
Awesome. So you can listen and watch that 7 o'clock on Sunday on Radio 1 and on the Radio 1 website. Mm-hmm. I think it's fair to say that Molly from the Saturdays is a juggernaut.
Yes.
And now it's time for Real or No Real. So a selection of facts here. They might not be real, though. Now, I was going to say due to industrial action, he can't be here today, but it's not true. He's just on holiday. So Chris Smith has been replaced by another voice on Real or No Real, but don't let that put you off the enjoyment of the game.
It is traditional at German weddings for the bride to be kidnapped by her own family after the service. The groom then has to find her to prove how much he loves her.
That sounds kind of fun. That's like a grown-up hide-and-seek.
We were talking about weddings on Tap End today, and it would spice it up a bit, let's be honest.
Yeah. Definitely, although you'd get those kind of overprotective families that would be like, okay, we'll hide her in the depths of the jungle somewhere in Brazil. Good luck, mate! And then it's like,
so you can kidnapping, it's quite commonplace at a German wedding.
I think it's a lovely idea, because then it shows that you're sort of dedicated to finding her if she did get lost.
Yeah. There aren't enough epic quests in life. That would be great.
The more Lord of the Rings style scenarios you can put yourself in.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, weddings are pretty weird. I mean, Greek people smash plates and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
German people might as well kidnap.
I drop trowel.
Yeah, he drops trowel at every wedding that he's been to.
Wow.
There's not been one. He's not been to many, but there's not been one wedding that he has been to where he's not been naked.
Wow, that's it. That's impressive.
Yeah. So Dan is saying...
I'm saying no real, because that's ridiculous. It'd be very time intensive.
Phil is saying...
I'm saying real. I like that idea.
I'm going to say real with this.
That one is real.
Actually,
what? That happens.
Amazing. Wait, hold up. That was real?
Yeah, do you want to hear it again? Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
It is traditional at German weddings for the bride to be kidnapped by her own family after the service.
The groom then
has to find her to prove how much he loves her.
Get married in Germany.
Yeah. Love it.
I'm going to marry a German lady.
Okay, here's your next fact. Or is it?
During 2012, a total of 13 people called 999 thinking their life was in danger because they'd swallowed an apple pip and were worried a tree would grow out of their head.
I would not be surprised if there's 13 people out there that are that dim.
Do you know what? I've never seen it before. I was watching on More 4 the other night.
I know.
999, what's your emergency? Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
It really annoyed me.
Why?
The things that people were calling in with. It's like, stop wasting their time.
I know.
Oh,
busy
really
people,
annoying.
Enough accidents actually happening.
Yeah. Do you know what the problem is, though? It's mums. They tell you these things, then you believe them from being a child.
Exactly. That is who to blame here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to eat all the crusts on my toast because I wanted curly hair.
And when did you stop doing that?
I stopped doing that when I was about 16.
Oh, wow. So up to that point, you were just filled with lies.
Yeah, I was. And also, ink. If you draw on your hand, you're going to get ink poisoning and die.
I didn't hear
that one. Is that a thing?
That's what my mum used to tell me.
I think the issue here is that they're ringing 999 as if it's going to happen immediately. I mean, a tree takes a while to grow into the sort of size that it would take to explode your head. Yes. So it's kind of a bit before the event if they're ringing 999. They should go to their local NHS practice, I guess, or something.
Or you can ring NHS direct. No, don't do that.
No. Not about apple pip.
Don't do that.
I ate a pip.
I think people are this stupid, though.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go real.
Real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Phil, did you say real or no real to that
I
one?
Said no real.
Dan, did you say real or no real to that one?
I said real that there were people ringing.
Right. Have you lost interest, Chris?
I'm just keeping up with the scores here.
And next.
Before becoming a top Hollywood actor, Ryan Gosling turned down the opportunity to become one of the Backstreet Boys.
Ryan Gosling.
He's a heartthrob of everybody, but he could have been one of the Backstreet Boys. It could have gone so wrong. Ooh.
Aren't you a big Backstreet Boys fan, Phil?
A little bit, secretly.
I am as well, but like, I don't think he would have been seen in the same light if he was one of the Backstreet Boys.
No.
Now, do you know what I mean?
Serious acting.
So, Ryan Gosling, Backstreet Boys, what are we saying?
I'm going to say no real to that one.
Shockingly, no real. Here we go.
Am I being really stupid by thinking this might be real?
I'm trying to think, would he be the right age?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know how old he is.
Right, go on, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
What? Shut up.
Now that is a brilliant, brilliant fact.
That is. I'm so glad I came in today.
Thank you.
No, what? What?
I know. Let's all take a moment to process that.
Yes.
Good. And now we can move on.
An anti-obesity law has passed in Japan, meaning that it is now illegal to be overweight or fat there.
Illegal?
Illegal.
What? Really?
I suppose it sort of makes sense, though, doesn't it? To have a law.
It's a good law. It's one of those things in kind of like a fascist kind of way. It's like, no, we'll force you to live
a
more productive life.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
Would you go to jail?
I don't know.
I don't think
you
would.
Or would you just be sent to some kind of exercise regime?
Rehab. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm thinking that's probably real in my mind.
I just think it's going to be one of those bonkers laws that some countries put in to try and improve healthcare.
Absolutely, yeah.
I feel sad for them because that means they won't have the programme Embarrassing Fat Bodies anymore.
I know, what will they do?
What's
Dr. Christian going to do?
Embarrassing Fat Bodies.
Also, Japan's got all the best sweets as well. They've got some crazy sweets.
I know, right?
They've got orange Kit Kats.
Yeah.
Well, that's how crazy we're talking.
Because they're in the future.
Yeah, that's right.
Real or no real, illegal to be fat in Japan, Chris?
No real.
I think real.
I think no real.
That one is real.
Hey.
I'm sure we're checking these. And finally,
the first ever web page was published in 1991 to test the World Wide Web, and showed a picture of Carol Vorderman eating an ice cream, together with the lyrics to A Whole New World from the film Aladdin.
If that isn't a website now, please can someone make it?
Yeah. Get on that right now. I need to make that my homepage.
The first webpage.
Vorders eating an ice cream while A Whole New World plays.
It's a lovely idea.
If I was Carol Vorderman, I would have agreed to that.
Definitely. I mean,
made history.
Yeah.
Is the internet, like, was it good enough at that point to have pictures?
I think it was.
Was it?
Well, you two control the internet, don't you?
Yeah, as an internet
expert.
They
took over from Vorderman.
We did. Yeah, basically. Welcome.
So, real or no real?
I'm going to say, unfortunately, no real.
As a qualified professional, I'm saying no real.
As much as I want it to be real, I don't think it is.
That one is no real.
Yep. Oh. And at the end of that...
Look, I did my best with this one.
Okay.
Dan,
how hard can it be?
I just... because I couldn't see them both. And Dan, 20. Phil,
are you saying
30,
they sound the same?
And I scored 40.
So who won?
So you won.
Be paying attention.
I call shenanigans.
I'll do better next time.
Right, yeah, thanks very much. What a pointless waste of time.
That fact, though, Backstreet Boys, what?
Ryan Gosling.
In shock for days.
I know. Have you got a video? Is it just our ones?
Yeah, we actually played the Pokemon theme on the radio last night. Which
that actually happened.
Did it?
Yeah, cross that off the bucket list. Pokemon theme on Radio 1.
We had an epic medley made by all of our viewers, so you can watch that on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. It's amazing.
People were sad that Pokemon lost one of the fan wars things that we did. So we were like, okay, we have to play Pokemon. So we got people to send in Pokemon clips, and we played the Pokemon theme. And then next week, it'll be you guys.
Yes. Can I just ask? You know the Fat Japan thing?
Yeah.
What about sumo wrestlers?
Oh, they'd be out of a job.
Are they importing them?
I think that they're probably exempt.
Probably.
I'd think so. Mm. Above the law.
They are a national
like
treasure.
What's that, real or no real? I can't remember.
It was real.
Yeah.
Wow, you've really kept up today.
Sorry. What?
Thanks,
okay.
Chris. Are we saying... I've got Justin Timberlake now. Are we saying brass?
100%. 100%. Whilst we can.
What do you mean...
Whilst
you're
playing
it. Who's going to stop me?
Well, I don't know. Whilst you're playing it a lot.
Tomorrow, make sure you're on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. We'll be playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Lots of people spitting water over each other. And for the first time, you can watch it live streaming on your phone.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.